Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Tasha Kiridan.
Welcome back to the final segment for the final show of 2025, and we're going to talk about money. One of the big New Year's resolutions for a lot of us is to get a handle on spending, clean up our personal finances. So we're going to talk now with Leslie Ann Scorgi, the founder of MeVest, a leading-edge financial education company specializing in money coaching for Canadians. Hi, Leslie Ann.
Hello, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I'm looking forward to this conversation because all of us want to save money. So I'd like to ask you first for your, I guess if there's a top item you think that most people should do when they start this new year, what would be the biggest house cleaning item they could start with to get a handle on spending?
The first and most important step is to track expenses for a month. And this is not about guilt or like flogging yourself for being bad with your spending over the past 30 days. It's literally to just give some insights. What I often see is people want to fix their finances, they want to get better at them. But if you don't do this deep dive first to really understand what's coming in, what's going out, everything from e-transfers, ATM withdrawals, you can't actually address any of the, let's just call them maybe some problems, right? Some overspending. So that first step is very much just about awareness. And there will be some irregularities because December is a very irregular month when it comes to finances. But from there, you can actually start to do the other steps, which is pick the things that aren't working for you and get them fixed.
And one of the top things we hear are all those subscriptions that tend to creep in. You know, you want to use a service and you have to sign up and you're just doing it as a trial and then you forget that you're a trial, right. You forget to cancel. How do people scour for the subscriptions? Because I know I do this every year. I know there's apps for that I'm not using, but what would your recommendation be to get rid of those things that you shouldn't be spending money on in the first place?
I'll tell you what I do. Actually, I do it every 6 months or so, is I look in my credit card statement, and I also look at the pre-authorized debits that are going through my bank account and literally go line by line. And as I see things, and they're so small, these subscriptions are, you know, $13, $21, $4. They always seem to slide under the radar. But if you add them up and you ask yourself, like, which ones of these am I actually using? Should I actually consolidate, reduce, cancel completely the things that I'm not actually using? The goal here is, again, to ask yourself, like, what's helping me this year? So some people do find that they keep subscriptions for things like fitness training because they're actually using it. And then you find some ones that you're not really using. And those could be things like streaming services where if you really looked, you only really watched one show in the past few months. And those are the ones that you want to get rid of. I also think we, especially, you know, here we are almost 6 years post-pandemic. And during the pandemic, people took on a ton of subscriptions. And if you can believe it, 6 years later, they're still here. So some of the review hasn't been done in years. And there's going to be even legacy pricing. And some of that pricing has changed so dramatically that you may find if you actually go and review what you really need now, you might be able to, let's say, downsize or downgrade what you had before and get something so much better. Things have changed and so have your finances. And going into this next year in 2026, we're expecting really high prices at the grocery store. Can you imagine higher than this last year? But yes, that's what they're saying, is it's going to get more expensive, not less expensive. So all of these reviews that you're doing on subscriptions and memberships, all of it is going to help add money back to your pocket as you really think about what do I want, what do I need, what's serving me, and what can I let go of?
That's very good advice. And once you've cut out the things you shouldn't be spending money on, then you focus, I think, on the things that you have to, like food. And there, I have a story to share on that one, but I'll ask you first how you recommend that people save on groceries going forward. It's the big question out there. What can you do to trim your food budget and still eat well?
like no list, no shop is what I would say. You start there. And actually, this past year, I've been using ChatGPT to help me with my grocery list. And I've been putting in a search like, you know, my toddler won't eat this, my son won't eat this, make me a grocery list and a meal plan. And, you know, 12 seconds later, I get this like perfect meal plan and all the ingredients. That list helps keep me on track when I go to the grocery store. So what we find is people that take a list to the grocery store save between 20 and 30% more money than people that don't. Isn't that remarkable?
I'm not surprised. And it's not, you know, you're not impulse buying that thing that's on sale that you're never going to eat.
Exactly. And the other, you know, tip here is if you have suffered from food waste, this is your nudge, your cue. We want to stop that. So there's, you know, I have lots to say about food waste, but like if I step back and I go, okay, if I see somebody that's throwing out, you know, 10% of their fridge or 20% of their fridge every week, there is an overpurchasing that's happening. And it's usually because they're taking out or meals out and overbuying at the grocery store. So it's just this overconsumption that is really core fundamental. But you can look at all sorts of different ways of eating, different diets, different styles of food. And what you're going to find is they all kind of come down to take in what you need, try and trim out the things that you don't need. It will help you with your wallet and also your waistline.
It certainly will. I'm going to share now my tips on this because I've saved $1,000 in the last 6 months.
Wow.
using three apps. I'll say them now. Maybe it's kicking myself in the foot because everyone's going to use them. Flash Food, Too Good To Go, and Odd Bunch are three apps that exactly do what you're saying. Reduce food waste by putting on sale food that's about to expire. Flash Food is fantastic for that. For meat, I buy all my meat with it now because you get it half off and it's frozen, so you know it's fine, even if it's on the best before date. That's at grocery stores. Too Good To Go, you can get prepared meals. Every Tim Hortons, by the way, has Too Good To Go. You can get six donuts for $6. That's right, if you just use that app. And the Odd Bunch delivers every week to you for various prices. Maya, get the $20 box. Vegetables and fruits that would otherwise go to waste. And they also give a box to charity, equivalent size. So those are my three tips I will put out there. And I don't know if you've seen those as well, Leslie-Ann, but I think that it's both combating the waste issue and the waste of money issue, if you will.
I love that. And actually, I'm a user of Too Good To Go as well.
Yep.
And it just keeps food waste down, keeps your grocery costs down. And there's so much good that comes from the apps that you've mentioned, like the charitable component, the reduction in waste, and just making sure that like food is placed to the folks that want it right then and there. Because what we find in terms of groceries and just general excess is that we often think we're going to need way more than we actually do. And so we overbuy. Now, these apps kind of turn that on its head and say, what do you actually need? We're going to drop off what you need, a smaller box of, let's say, mixed and odd-looking vegetables.
Yep.
I mean, I'll take the odd-looking rutabaga.
They say it's the same. Exactly. Okay, in the minutes we have left, our RSP season is coming up. So let's talk about saving money. We're talking about saving money on things we have to spend, but there's also saving and putting away. What's your advice for folks heading into that in February? TFSAs, RRSPs, RESP, like what should people be putting their money towards to save in your view?
Well, the RRSP season is you've got until March 1st to make your contributions and have them count for 2025 tax year. For most Canadians, that's a very valuable tax savings. So when they put a dollar in, they save whatever their marginal tax rate is on the contribution. So if you put a dollar in and you're at a 36% tax marginal tax rate, you would save about 36 cents on the dollar for every dollar that you put in the RRSP. It's a very, very powerful tool. It is a time-sensitive time that we are in. So if you have the flexibility to make a contribution to the RRSP, that's going to be very helpful for you in reducing your tax bill. Throughout the whole year, you have new TFSA room, so tax-free savings accounts. By the way, those are best used for long-term investing. Though we do see Canadians use their TFSAs often for short-term, savings for, let's say, a rainy day fund. But in my experience, we see people really maximize the full benefits of that account when they really have that long-term perspective. So something to think about would be go and make that appointment with your advisor and see if you've got a TFSA, how it's invested. And then when you have kids, RESPs, Registered Education Savings Plans. I mean, I've got kids. These are incredible plans. And if you have kids in your life, whether you're a parent or a grandparent, contributing to these kinds of plans are going to open doors for kids to go to school. Now, I don't know the future. I don't know what's going to happen to their job market with AI and so much more. But I do know that education continues to be one of those like one wonderful lasting investments that's so beneficial for kids, no matter what comes our way.
Absolutely. And we want to end it on a positive note here. So yes, I say I have a daughter too. I've put lots of money in her RESP and the government matches part of it, which is great. So it's grown considerably. And now she's almost set for university. And I feel confident that we're in a good place. So I encourage our listeners to do the same. And I want to thank you so much, Leslie Ann Scorgi from MeVest. Have a wonderful new year. Thank you for speaking with us. And thank you also to all of our listeners. Look forward to chatting with you again in 2026. We're going to take a couple of days off here on Fight Back, but Free for All Friday. We'll be back this Friday, so please be sure to tune in for that. In the meantime, celebrate, stay safe, and have a wonderful new year.